Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we are exploring Earth Day rituals. Thanks to all of you who are tuning in live through Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, Circle Sanctuary's internet radio network, and thanks to all of you who are tuning in via my Facebook Live to my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. I first started celebrating Earth Day at the very first Earth Day, April 22nd, 1970. I was one of many people who organized events that year. I've been observing Earth Day and organizing events ever since. One of the things that I've had over the years as part of the Earth Day events that I organize has been an Earth Day ritual. It's very important during Earth Day that we learn about the environment, we get out into nature, we connect, we collaborate, we celebrate, and we motivate. And I think it really is complementary to eco-actions and eco-education to have eco-spirituality, to have an eco-right. So tonight, I am going to share with you some of my approaches to creating and facilitating Earth Day rituals. Circle Sanctuary has an Earth Day festival every year. It is usually the Saturday closest to Earth Day. I'm doing this presentation in 2022, so Earth Day at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, which is located in southwestern Wisconsin, USA, is going to be Saturday morning and afternoon on Saturday, April 23rd. And no surprise, there will be an Earth Day ceremony, which is part of the culmination of our festival. And after we complete the Earth Day ceremony, I'll also be doing a tour of our green cemetery. In fact, the stone circle where we plan to have our Earth Day ceremony is part of our 20-acre green cemetery, which is part of the 200-acre Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. I'm going to share with you some chants and some other materials that I've used in Earth Day ceremonies over the years, and I invite you to find out more resources by going to the Circle Sanctuary website and look under our work, and there is a section called Circle Green, and there's lots of resources there. I also invite you, whether you're going to be attending our Earth Day Festival or not, to go to the Earth Day site at the Circle Sanctuary website, and you'll see links to a variety of rituals, chants, and other materials that I've used over the years at that location. And if you aren't already connected with the Earth Day Network, go to earthday.org, and you will find not only great resources about ways to celebrate Earth Day, but there's a wide variety of events happening around the world. I'm going to begin my Talk About Earth Day rituals by sharing something I created for an Earth Day ceremony back in 1990. Earth Day, which began in 1970, was pretty much across the USA at that time. Earth Day 1990, the 20th anniversary of Earth Day, actually had Earth Day go global, and there were events in multiple countries, and it was a tremendous Earth Day celebration. And during the pandemic in 2020 was the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, and I had an opportunity for the first time to do Earth Day observances through a live stream and through pre-recorded videos online as part of our festival. I also did that in 2021, and now in 2022, we're back to in-person, but there will also be what I call hybrid part of our Earth Day, which means that those people who are gathered will be able to hear a presentation on Earth Day every day that I'm going to be doing, but I'll also be live streaming it to the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel. Earth Day prayer for planetary healing came to be in 1990. I updated it in 2011 and tweaked it a bit more in 2019. So I share this with you, and it is at the Circle Sanctuary website. May we stop soil contamination and deforestation. May we bring forth cleaner soil and reforestation. Power of the sacred earth, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet earth. May we stop air poisoning and ozone layer depletion. May we bring forth cleaner air and atmosphere restoration. Power of the sacred air, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet Earth. May we stop energy wastefulness and pollution. May we bring forth cleaner energy and energy conservation. Power of the sacred fire, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet Earth. May we stop water pollution and ocean destruction. May we bring forth cleaner water and ocean preservation. Power of the sacred water, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet Earth. May we put an end to social and spiritual toxicity. May we bring forth peace and spiritual harmony. Power of sacred spirit, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet Earth. May we live in harmony with other humans. May we live in harmony with all of nature on this planet and beyond. May we work together to end planetary sickness. May we work together to bring forth planetary wellness. Power of Mother Nature, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet Earth. So be it. Sometimes I use that prayer at the very beginning of an Earth Day ceremony. Sometimes it's embedded in the middle. You'll notice in that prayer that the elements of nature, earth, air, fire, water, spirit, are included. A bit about the use of the term earth. I make a distinction between earth the planet and earth the element. Earth the element, rocks, soil, sand, the ground. Planet Earth, the planet. And we know that on the planet we have the soil and the rocks and the land, but we also have a lot of water, and we have atmosphere, and we have energy, fire in the form of sunshine that promotes life here on planet Earth. And of course, there's a variety of forms of energy. Spirit, I do multicultural and interreligious Earth Day ceremonies so that people from many different backgrounds can join together. And so spirit, I use in a more universal term for the sacred, for the interconnecting force that's within us and around us, that connects us with planet Earth and with the larger dimension of nature, which includes not only our solar system, our galaxy, but the whole cosmos. So I use nature as a term that's more encompassing of nature, not only on planet, but off planet and beyond even our galaxy. And Mother Nature is a term that I use as part of my own personal practices. I call Mother Nature Mother Nature and work with her as a goddess. I call planet Earth in a divine form as Mother Earth, and see Mother Earth as a form of the divine. But I recognize that on planet Earth and through time, the Earth has sometimes been gender neutral, gender fluid. Sometimes it's a goddess, sometimes it's a god, sometimes it's a whole pantheon of being. So one of the things to keep in mind as you plan an Earth Day ceremony is, who is the Earth Day ceremony for? Who's going to be taking part? And if you're recording it, who will be observing it? There are Earth Day rituals that you can do on your own. In fact, a really powerful Earth Day ritual that you can do yourself is on Earth Day or Earth Week or Earth Month, you got the whole month of April, to go and commune with your local environment. So this can take the form of walking around your neighborhood, and this can work whether you're in a urban area, a suburban area, a small town, a rural area, or wilderness, to actually spend some time to just be and to observe, to appreciate, to learn from the environment around you. Another personal ritual that can happen at Earth Day is when you get up, greet the day. Happy Earth Day. One of the things that I like to do on a regular basis is my greet the day ceremony. I face each of the sacred directions, and I work with 9 directions: earth, north, air, east, fire, south, water, west, spirit center, cosmos above, planet beneath, spirit within and around. And as I connect with each of the directions, I deepen my connection and my attunement to those directions in a sacred way. So yes, I'm casting a sacred circle, but also a sacred sphere. On Earth Day, you may want to go outdoors, raise your hands up, and celebrate. Happy Earth Day! You may want to create an Earth Day altar as part of personal practice. And if you decide to do that, I highly recommend that you get some kind of image that represents the Earth. Now, it might be some piece of artwork. I have a small enamelware globe that I've literally taken around the world with me Inside of it are some ceremonial objects, including a crystal. And you may want to get some kind of 3D image. One of my favorite images to use for Earth Day is actually a reproduction of a photo from NASA. And I actually got this from a NASA gift shop in Washington, D.C. at the Air and Space Museum. And I've also gotten them at the Goddard Space Facility. One of my favorite tools for group ritual is an actual globe that is big enough to be seen by the group. This is the globe that I use the most, and you'll notice, those of you who are joining my Facebook Live, that this globe has the various continents on it, but you'll see it bioregions more than a globe that actually has national boundaries. And that's one of my reasons for using a globe. And this is an inflatable globe, which means that I can easily transport it when I'm traveling around on the road. I have a much larger globe that's 6 feet in diameter. And yes, it takes a while to inflate that globe. And it first was used by our community at one of our pagan spirit gatherings. And we gather hundreds of people together for ritual. And I have used the really large globe at Circle Sanctuary Earth Day events up at our stone circle, especially when there's just lots of people taking part. So if you're doing your own personal ceremony, you may want to create an altar and have an image of the earth on it. If you're going to be doing a ceremony and having other people join you, let's say your household, well, a small image of the earth is something that you could put as a centerpiece on your altar. Or you might have an Earth Day flag with an image of the Earth or the ecology sign. Having a focal point that represents the Earth helps become a focal point for group ceremony and is an ever-present reminder during the ceremony of Earth Day and the planet that Earth Day rituals are all about. Now, there are different types of rituals. There's the personal ritual. There's the household or family ritual. There is the small group spiritual community ritual. Then there's the large ritual, which might be for a spiritual community or festival. It may be a public ritual with thousands of people taking part. And of course, in addition to in-person rituals, there are now virtual rituals, some of which are live streamed and some of which are recorded and then shown later. So something else to keep in mind is you do Earth Day ritual planning. Who's going to be part of it? And how large of a group? If it's going to be a large group, and I'd say large group being 50, 100, or hundreds, or even thousands of people, it is helpful, especially if it's outdoors, and I really like doing Earth Day rituals outdoors, to have some form of microphone to help boost the words that you say and others who will be contributing. If you have musicians, have some way of boosting their music. Now, we've had like 100 people or so at our Earth Day ritual atop Ritual Mound in our microlithic stone circle, and we've gone without microphones because that particular environment is conducive of sound being heard. It's within an oak grove. So in that particular location, We have acoustics that work really well. And besides, we don't have any convenient ways of plugging in electronics, although there are now some battery-operated systems that can work. So if you're going to be doing an Earth Day ceremony with other people, go out there about the time that you'd be doing the ceremony, several days in advance if you can, and have at least one or two people with you to check out the acoustics and the sound. All of that said, for outdoor rituals, things to keep in mind is sometimes the wind will come up as you are working on doing the ceremony, and that can be something you need to accommodate. Sometimes if you're doing an Earth Day ritual in a public area, such as a park, there may be other people engaged in other activities that are in the vicinity. So there might be some noise competition. So one of the, I guess, key things I suggest to those planning Earth Day ceremonies is know the site and have some backup and have some others assisting you. Even if you're the main ritualist, try to get one or two people who can help you with logistics, set up, watching over the space and the needs of those who are taking part. Not everybody who takes part in Earth Day events has any real understanding of Earth Day rituals. Indeed, some see Earth Day as largely a time to learn and to do environmental work, and I celebrate those aspects of Earth Day. But having a time, and it doesn't have to be a really complicated ritual to have a ceremony, but a time where people gather and shift from what I call egocentric information processing to ecocentric understanding and mindfulness. So when we are connecting with other humans, we're talking, we're sharing, we're being with each other in a conference format, a teach-in format, at a rally, at a celebration. In a ceremony, it is good to have some quiet time where people can simply be with each other, and be aware of the locale where one is at, and to tune in to the planet as a whole. In terms of types of ritual, we talked a bit about the personal ritual, small group ritual, large group ritual. Well, another way of characterizing types of ritual has to do with the level of structure. Spontaneous ritual, you are feeling moved by the moment and celebrating the beautiful place where you happen to be, and it happens to be an Earth Day. Well, spontaneous Earth Day ritual, I give thanks to this place. I give thanks to Earth Day. I give thanks and connect with the spirit of the planet, Mother Earth, Father Earth, Earth Spirit. I give thanks to the divine as one and many. Spontaneous ritual comes from the heart, doesn't have to be very long. Then there's what I call the outline form of ritual. You have developed a sequence of activities and parts of the ritual, and then there are those that are contributing to each of those parts. There is a beginning, and there is an end, and then it flows according to the plan. And at times, you do have to do a little problem-solving in rituals, where sometimes things just happen, and you may need to weave some additional things into the ceremony the spur of the moment as the situation warrants. I mean, for example, if a rainbow appears in the sky, well, it is time to weave in appreciation and celebration of rainbows. The third type of ritual is scripted. Now, scripted rituals can work well for rituals that are going to be videoed and you're bringing many people together. It gets a bit more into theatrical production. So people knowing their lines, having a way of being able to speak them so that eye contact ideally is made with those who are present or who are watching if it's being videoed or filmed. And if it's going to be a totally scripted ritual, then make sure that you do some form of rehearsal. And it depends on the group of people that would be taking part in it, but being able to time it, to check how everybody's positioned with each other. And scripted rituals can be quite beautiful, but they also can be very stilted. So if you're going to go for a scripted ritual where everyone's reading parts, then I would suggest that people have a chance to not only get their parts in advance and rehearse them, each of them in their own way, but that you actually have a rehearsal and go through it at least once and probably twice, and to have some people who are not doing presentations as part of the ritual there to observe and to give some feedback about how it goes. I've done all three types of rituals. My favorite type of ritual is what I call the outline ritual, which has some spontaneity in it, but also has structure in it. I'd like to share with you a bit about the structure. I actually, prior to doing this workshop, have taken a look at some of the rituals that I've done in the past. And yes, I actually change it up every year and have different people contributing. I change what we emphasize. I'm going to share with you a bit about the Earth Day ritual I did in 2000. There's the gathering in. Well, that's where people are assembling. And at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, we gather the people near our buildings, and then we do a procession up to our stone circle or to whatever location we have the ceremony. During the gathering in, it's a chance for people to meet and greet each other and connect. I like to do a bit of an orientation once people are assembled so that there is an overview given and that it starts focusing attention of everyone and people start connecting together and identifying themselves as community for the ritual. We have a procession, and some years we all process together. Other years we have people process on their own, and we all gather up at the place, which typically is our stone circle, which is dedicated to planetary healing, where we do our Earth Day ceremonies. Once one has reached the sacred space, then there's entry into the spiritual place, the sacred space. Some people like to burn some incense or sound a drum or have some other symbol of entering sacred space that's cleansing and welcoming. As people come into the sacred space, typically what we do is we process clockwise around our ritual circle until all have gathered. And then we do what I call the community welcome and attunement to the space, attuning to the divine as one and as many especially if you have people coming from many different walks of life and backgrounds. One of the tools that I have used over the years is a singing bowl that came from Japan, and it's, while it has its roots in Buddhism, and it actually came from a Shinto temple and was given to me as a gift by a Roman Catholic nun turned Wiccan who was in Japan. I like this. It has a beautiful sound, and I often will use the singing bowl as a way to signal the start of a ceremony, the end of a ceremony, to help people tune into the sacred. Divine is one, divine is many. We call to you, we honor you. Come, be with us today. Bless this Earth Day right. So be it. And another thing that you may want to do is have people tone together. And weave voices in a free-form chant. I've used that. I really do think for group rituals, it's helpful if there's interactive parts so that the group spirit of everyone coming together for the Earth Day ritual is deepened and strengthened, and there's the spirit of everybody collectively being with each other as well as with the spirit of Earth Day and with the planet as a whole. Creating sacred space, honoring sacred space, and the circle craft tradition, we connect with each of the sacred directions. We call to the element earth in the north, the element air in the east, the element fire in the south, the element water in the west. We honor the planet beneath us, the cosmos above us, the spirit that connects all together that's within us and around us. One of the things that we had in the 2000 Earth Day ritual, I had people at each of the compass points with a symbol representing the element. So for Earth, a dish of rich, dark soil from the land. In the east, a feather and some wonderful incense. In the south, had a symbol of the sun and a wand made from a small branch that was sprouting. Some people will use a candle. If you're outdoors, it is best if it's in a container to keep it lit or have it battery operated, ideally rechargeable battery operated. For south, I sometimes have used a radiometer, which is sometimes sold as an entertainment toy for young people, and it is powered by the sun and swirls around. It's really kind of a neat thing. For water, a bowl or a cup of water. And then for spirit in the center, typically I have a quartz crystal. And we typically will put some kind of crystals or stones, rocks or whatever, in the stone circle at Circle Sanctuary as part of our Earth Day observances. So we connect with the elements, and we connect with the divine. We may do that at the very beginning, or we may do it in the center, or both. One of the ways of connecting with the divine for an Earth Day ritual is to honor the sacred that's connected with the planet. So that could take the form of doing a chant, sacred earth, sacred earth. And over that chant, calling the name or names of earth, planet earth divinities. And some Earth Day rituals I've done will focus on a particular form of divinity, and typically that's Mother Earth. but she has different names and can take different forms depending on the era and depending on the culture and the religion and the place on the planet. So Pachamama comes to us out of South America. Mother Earth is pretty universal, and I tend to go with that. Tellus from the Latin, Gaia from the ancient Greek, and there's not only earth goddesses, but earth gods and earth spirits. Also calling on the spirit of community, and I do like to include as part of an Earth Day ceremony an awareness that our Earth Day ceremony is part of a great network of Earth Day ceremonies happening not only on that day, but at Earth Day time and through time. So to actually expand the idea of community, not only for those gathered, but those who are connected energetically with Earth Day at a given Earth Day, regardless of where they might be on the planet. Having an Earth Day attunement, actually calling to the spirit of Earth Day, having a section honoring human diversity, and this can take the form of calling on ancestors. It may take the form of a land acknowledgement of the place where you are doing the ceremony. It may take the form of people also calling to the ancient ones that they're aligned with, different parts of the world. It may take the form of, if you have people present who are from different parts of the world that have different languages, doing an honoring of humankind in different languages, honoring the elements, doing a blessing with the elements, so that can be done at the beginning. In this particular one, we did a honoring of elements, asking the spirits of the elements to bring about helpful change on the planet, clean earth, clean air, clean energy, clean water. Well, I will share with you my latest version of doing a chant and a way of cleaning up the different aspects of the environment. Actually, this year, starting out a March 4th to Earth Day series of rallies across the state of Wisconsin on Fridays, linked in with Future Fridays and other environmental movements, I have developed a new version for trying to clean up the environment. Let's clean up the soil. Let's clean up the air. Let's clean up the waters and change to clean energy. Let's clean up the soil. Let's clean up the air. Let's clean up the waters and shift to clean energy. And how I did that at the rally a few weeks ago was line by line. Let's clean up the soil. Let's clean up the soil. Let's clean up the air. Let's clean up the air. Let's clean up the water. People repeat back. Let's clean up the water. Let's change to clean energy. Let's change to clean energy. I found in public workings where anyone from the general public can come and there are lots of different people there, sometimes doing a spoken version of a chant rather than a singing version of a chant, you might get more participation. And I've also found the call and response piece to be really helpful because people don't have to have a handout sheet and try to figure out where they are and what they say. You basically feed the line and it comes back and it can really build up group energy. Well, after doing that version of the chant a few times, then I shifted to clean soil, clean air, clean waters, clean energy, clean soil, clean air, clean waters, clean energy. So if you do chance, you create your own chance, or you find chance, feel free to adapt them as you plan and do Earth Day ceremonies. In our 2000 ritual, in addition to really looking for cleaning up the environment through elemental chant, we had a section for honoring creatures, and different people in the community spoke, offered a poem, sang about different creatures, endangered species, threatened species, looking at the importance of honoring the creatures that share this planet with us. We then shifted into honoring plants, and we had a time where everyone could just call out names of particular plants that they appreciate, and we also had some music and some poetry about specific plants and trees. We then tuned into Mother Earth, and one of the things that I have consistently done with Earth Day ceremonies and eco-rites that I do at other times is to guide an experience where people connect with the planet as a whole and the sacred dimensions of planet. We are one with the soul of the earth, Mother Earth. We are one with the soul of the earth, Mother Earth. I give thanks to the Earth Spirit community out of Massachusetts for that chant. It's much part of a much longer chant, and being able to have something that people chant together, or sometimes I will guide Mother Earth, Mother Earth, Mother Earth. And as we attune to the sacred dimensions of the planet, I invite people, if they're able, to actually sit on the earth or touch the earth in some ways. That's something to keep in mind for outdoor ceremonies. How long is it going to be? What are people's fidget factors and standing and sitting capacities? So we often have people bring a chair or a mat or a blanket to sit on during the ceremony so that they have an option in addition to standing to also sit. And during the Mother Earth attunement, people attune to the earth. There's a quiet time, there's a guided meditative time, and to actually experience oneself in harmony with the planet. And then sometimes, back then, I did the Orphic Hymn to Gaia. Well, for the climate strike in 2019, pre-pandemic, it was for us in the Northern Hemisphere, it was autumn equinox time. I got a 1792 English translation by Thomas Taylor that was published in the 1999 edition of the University of Pennsylvania Press. I got the Orphic Hymn of to Gaia, and I adapted a few words here and there. And I'm going to share this with you, and I'm going to actually intone it, but it can be spoken as an alternative way. Oh, Goddess Gaia, of gods and humans, the source, empowered with life-giving as well as destructive force, great Mother Earth, whose prolific powers produce abundance of beauteous fruits and flowers, all various made, the eternal world's strong base, immortal, blessed, and crowned with every grace, from whose wide womb as from an endless root, fruits many formed, mature and grateful shoot, deep bosom blessed, pleased with grassy plains, sweet to the smell, and with nurturing rains, all flowery spirit, center of the world, around your orb, the beauteous stars are hurled, with rapid whirl eternal and divine, whose frames with matchless skill and wisdom shine. Come, blessed goddess, listen to our prayer, and planet Earth's well-being with your constant care, with fertile seasons in your train draw near, and with propitious mind this prayer please hear. So a way to call on Gaia, to call on Mother Earth. And yes, this goes back to ancient pagan times. This is, some say, more than 2,000 years old. So I do think being able to tune in a sacred way to Earth, the spiritual dimension of planet Earth, our home, calling upon that, attuning to that, and listening to it. So one of the things that I typically do is, as people are doing that part, tuning into the earth, appreciating the earth, feeling a oneness with the earth, and then inviting people to invite the earth spirit, the earth goddess, earth father, earth mother, to bring a message about what one can do in daily life to help the planet, to listen to that guidance. Now, in what I call eco-action blessings, people have a chance to connect and find a way to express what may be going on. And I am having the opportunity to do more problem solving with my internet does not seem to be working for the live stream. Well, I'll just have to do some more live stream in the future. So under Eco Action Blessings, what are some things that you want to pledge, that you want to share? Sometimes I have people speak it out. Sometimes people will speak it out, and sometimes people will silently do a pledge to bring about a healthier environment. And a good way to conclude is with a thanksgiving and farewell. There is an old Earth Day chant. It goes way back in time. Think globally, act locally. Think globally, act locally. Think globally, act locally. And I've used that as one of the Earth Day slogans. I've woven it into Earth Day ceremonies. What are some other things to share with you? Well, I think it's helpful to be aware of the location where you're going to be doing your ceremony, and if it's your own home, obviously you know that place. If it's going to be indoors, check to make sure you have room for everyone. If it's going to be outdoors, test out the lighting and the sound. And if it is public land or a private venue, make sure you know what the protocols are for that. Another thing that I would encourage you to do is, if you haven't done so already, is to have some means of making a note of Earth Day ceremonies that you create and do and experience. You may have a chant come to you. Well, make a note of it. And if you can, record it with your smartphone if you have one. You don't have to put it up on YouTube, but most smartphones have a voice memo where you not only can get the words down, but you can get the melody down if it comes to you in that way. I'd like to share with you some additional things to keep in mind, and one of them is to come up with some short chants so that if you feel a need to engage people, if the energy seems to be lagging at the group ceremony, that you have something short and fun to actually have people join in. Healing and wellness to planet Earth. I've used that in a lot of planetary healing ceremonies, and it's something fairly easy for people to remember and to join in. Celebrate nature, celebrate Earth Day, celebrate nature, celebrate Earth Day. Attune to nature, care for the earth. Attune to nature, care for the earth. Be part of the solution and not the pollution. I've been using that for many years. It came to me many, many years ago. Some additional things that you may want to consider doing is to take some pictures if you're doing your own personal ceremony or a small group ceremony. Record it in some way. You don't have to share it on social media. If you want to share it on social media, make sure you get permission from the people who are present. Some additional things to keep in mind is to have some things that people can literally take away from the ceremony if you're doing a group ceremony. Sunflower seeds or some other kinds of seeds that can be shared with wildlife or planted in a garden. Some people like to have some crystals or small stones or shells people can take from the ceremony that's been blessed in the ceremony to take back into their home areas. Being able, if you want some group participation and you are dealing with a group of people and you're not sure who's going to want to speak, well, you can make it easy. And one of the things that I have done at some Earth Day rituals is to actually have a series of quotes, what I call Earth Day quotes, environmental quotes. And I will have people take turns reading them and actually have a part in the ceremony where people are able to share that. And another thing that you may want to do is create a call and response chant and as a way of just tuning people into the nature that happens to be at the place where they are. And I'm going to share one such honoring nature eco chant now. We honor planet Earth, our home. People would repeat that. We honor the land. We honor the soil. We honor the air. We honor the winds. We honor the fire. We honor the sun. We honor the water. We honor the rain. We honor the plants. We honor the creatures. We honor humankind. We honor communities. We honor ecosystems. We honor the biosphere. We honor the sky. We honor the cosmos. We honor the Great Spirit within us and around us. We honor the circle of nature on planet Earth and beyond. On this Earth Day and every day, so be it. Now, if you are doing a ceremony and you're having people from a variety of different faith traditions and philosophies, not only spiritualities, religions, but secular humanist free thinkers, you have a range of things. You may want to have a speaker from a variety of those different traditions, each contributing a quote or saying a piece or sharing so that you have it balanced. And one of the things that I like to do is at the end of a ceremony or a prayer, if it's going to be something that brings together people from many different paths, is to do what I call the multi-path sign-off. So as we are concluding this workshop, I give thanks to all who have been listening live and tuning in, and those who will be tuning in later. I have a benediction from Earth Day 2020. Thanks to the divine as one, as many, as source, as interconnecting force, as love. Thanks to this land, to this circle of stones, to Circle Sanctuary, its community and network. Thanks to all of you who have joined today in this Earth Day ritual. Thanks to the elements, sacred earth, sacred air, sacred fire, sacred water, sacred spirit. Thanks to Mother Earth, Goddess Gaia. Thanks to planet Earth, our home. Thanks to the cosmos and the sacred circle of nature of which we are all part. May the powers of environmental awareness, nature communion, and eco-action be in us and with us on Earth Day and every day. So be it. Aho. Amen. Ashe. Namaste. Salam. Shalom. Blessed be. I thank all of you who have tuned in to this Earth Day Rituals workshop, and I invite you to take a look at some circles for planet Earth that I've done, and some Earth Day rituals. There's material at the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel, as well as my Selena Fox YouTube channel. And I invite you to experiment, explore with ritual as a way of celebrating Earth Day and deepening connections with the Earth. I do think it's really important that an Earth Day ritual not only connects us with the observance of Earth Day, but with the planet and with the wisdom that comes from divine within us and around us, that's deep within nature, and that is nature, capital N. I do think you will find that as you celebrate Earth Day and make that to be an important part of your celebrations, having Earth Day rituals, that you will be able to remember things that have come to you and to experiment with various chants. Bring human change to climate change. Bring human change to climate change. Awaken all humankind. Take action while there is time. Bring human change to climate change. Bring human change to climate change. Awaken, all humankind. Take action while there is time. Earth Day Spirit inspiring us. Earth Day Spirit connecting us. Earth Day Spirit teaching us. Earth Day Spirit guiding us. Earth Day Spirit nurturing us. Earth Day Spirit renewing us. As somebody that's been an environmental activist since my youth, it's really important that we be engaged, that we find good sources of information, stay informed, and to collaborate, to be open to listening to diverse viewpoints, to the idea of actually working together with people that politically may be quite different from us, to try to find some common ground. And I also think it's important, an Earth Day ritual can educate, it can motivate, it can inspire, but it also can help us renew by taking time out to experience ourselves, not only connected with others doing ceremony with us, but to experience ourselves as part of the great network of people that are working together to be in better relations with creatures and plants and ecosystems, the whole biosphere here on planet Earth. That itself can be inspiring and renewing. And it's really important that we find good ways to nurture ourselves so that we can continue our work to working for a healthier environment. Find a way to do an Earth Day ceremony outdoors if you can. If your circumstances are such you can't be outdoors, then use your inner space meditation to envision yourself being out in the larger natural world. Yes, indoor ceremonies, I do many of these at conferences, by their very structure, need to be indoors, but you can always have some visual aids to help connect with that larger dimension of envisioning the planet. And of course, symbols of earth, air, fire, water, and spirit, of other dimensions of nature can be on the altar. I want to thank all of you who have joined live and later, and may we appreciate, educate, motivate, and celebrate Earth Day, Earth Day, Earth Day, every day. So be it. Thanks again for joining in.
Bless your blue green ocean, bless your red blue sky, your streams and your valleys, your mountains so high. Bless your gods and goddesses, Buddha, Sikh, and Jay. Jesus, Allah, Yahweh, we praise your many names. Speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, a new one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless your vibrant cities, bless your sacred ground, your hillsides and your forests, and bless your tiny town. Bless the winged ones that fly, bless the horse and bear, elephants, the dolphin, the cricket and the hare. We speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. under one sky. All the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless our planet, under one sky. All the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.